Okay, I had a chance to visit with the offense and defense and special team staff and review the tape. And first of all, I thought we did some really good things last night in all factors. It's good to be home in front of our fans. Appreciate all that, and I think our players felt it as well. But offensively, you know, put some things together. I thought the run game, you could see we were physical. The backs were physical. I thought Toby was played real physical. Defensively, made plays when we needed to. If you look at the stats as far as the yards rushing, yards per carry, things like that, right in the areas that, you know, we'd like to be in. But, you know, just a lot of things we need to get corrected. Some, you know, 10 men on the field, special teams. I think that happened 4 times. You know, just some substitution errors that we took place, mainly in the fourth quarter with some of the young guys. But we need to get those things corrected along with some technique things. So we'll continue to grow from this. They're in meetings with their coaches right now, and we'll go through a corrections period today and take care of it. I'm not sure because he played with it, you know. So I'm not sure when it happened. I have not had a chance to talk to him yet, but his situation is probably, you know, a little bit even better because he's a defensive back, right? I mean, a tight end, you know, similar time frames. Hey, they'll be out the main preseason. Hope to have him back for the first game. Well, with Sip, you know, he's even looks better because a DB, he could play with a splint on it, you know, for tackling.
Clarification on Thomas and Cyprian. Thomas was top of the hand?
I believe, yeah. I can just only tell you what they described it to me.
Different injuries.
So did you find out about Cyprian when you came in today?
No, I found it late last night after we did the press conference. After we did the conference, he came in after he was dressed and wanted them to look at. So then they, you know, took it to the next level. And
so you're not really sure where it is on Thomas, but it's like right here.
Yes, that's exactly what it described to me. Right hand, right? I know there's some confusion on right hand or left hand. Yeah, but it was more on the top part of the hand, right here, where Sip is more in the finger. Spiral, it's more in this part of his finger. Where, I'm not sure which finger it is.
You mentioned kind of comparing and contrasting Julius versus Jonathan in their situations, offense, defense, but how much also, as far as knowing the scheme, Cyprian's in his third year, Julius is, you know, on a new team.
Right.
How much
well, the good news is that he can still get reps. You know, it's just that Julius can't catch the ball, can't fall down. You know, so you can see him go through a lot of walkthrough. They'll both go through a lot of walkthrough reps. You know, and some of the group install maybe on the field. But anything, especially in the early stages, where they could be tempted at catching the ball or falling on the ground, even though they have a cast on, that's where we'll try to keep them out of.
You're obviously familiar with your tight ends behind Julius. It's pretty much the same group from last year. You feel comfortable if
yeah.
Mercedes and Clay happen?
Yes, I do. I think Mercedes, as we were discussing as a camp, I know since I've been here, we feel like he's had his best training camp. And I know that some people in the building that have seen him, others, would feel like he's at his best training camp in years. And I know he feels good. He likes where he's at. So, yes, feel very good about that. Clay, you know, it's great when you have some guys come in like Ole, Doug Marone, Skip, who don't know the players and come in and talk about their skill sets and just to see how close you are. And they've been impressed with Clay Harbor's, not only his work ethic, but his skill set from the beginning. So very pleased with him. Nick? Good skill set, tough, physical, the consistency, what he needs to work on. And we're seeing flashes of him becoming more and more consistent. So that tight end has always been, as we looked at starting OTAs, a pretty strong group for us. And, you know, it's going to be unfortunate with Julius, but hopefully as the projections will come true.
And then can you take us through strong safety, how you feel about what's behind?
Well, we're going to get Sample back this week too. Now, very similar, no contact this week. Don't anticipate him playing. But then the following week, so to get him back, I think, will help us but with Cyprian. And then Josh Evans has been a guy that has played both free and strong, as well as Lawson. He's played strong and free. So I think with those guys, Lawson's a guy that's really starting to come on. He did a good job on special teams. And so, you know, those guys will get reps along with Sip, and as long as, you know, we can control the environment.
So Sample will work semi-strong now, too?
He has played strong before. We're looking at him with three, with Lawson and Evans getting the strong safety reps.
The injuries to Sabrina and Thomas, is that going to make you reevaluate your plan for playing starters? Or how are you going to play starters?
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, it's tough. It's always a delicate balance. You know, how much do they get? Kind of freak things that take place. But we don't want to run scared, you know, or have that issue where, you know, let's only play them at the fear that someone could get hurt. You know, we don't want that mindset. That's not who we are. It's more so based on the number of reps. And it's a game of football. It's a physical game, and things can happen like that.
I'm sure you still don't want Blake diving.
I know, you know, someone said, did you lose your breath, you know, a little bit when that happened. You know, it's, one of the things that we were committed to is that one aspect of his game where it's a strong suit is his toughness. He has great toughness. Now, you can do two things. You can coach him out of that or, you know, say, hey, that's an asset. The team rallies around it, and we don't want him to change who he is. But let's be smart. You know, if it's first and 10, slide. If it's a third down and 3 and you got a chance to get it, you know, you got to pick and choose. And, you know, so it's that play smart again.
Offensive line, looking back at it the next day, what can they do better moving forward?
Well, I thought they did a pretty good job. There's always, you know, the communication. But communication further along than where we were, than I anticipated. I thought they did a really nice job working together. You see the offensive line communicating, the backs fitting in, and the quarterback making decisions with the sacks. I think we had, what, 2? But regardless how many sacks, you could tell on tape that they are working closer as a unit. So pretty good. Pleased with that. And the physical nature of how they came out and ran the ball. I think all those things. But, I mean, we saw the quarterback have time, whether it was Chad or Blake, where they sat back there, actually sat back there for a while and had time. And, you know, so those were all good signs. But very pleased with the progress. But still, I know they would say the same thing, not where we need to be.
So, Gus, just gut feeling, what do you think the odds are that you'll have Cyprian and Thomas against the Panthers?
Well, my gut feeling is that looks pretty good. It looks pretty good. I know there could be, you know, situations. You know, I thought with Sample that there might be a chance that we could get him back maybe for the first game. Well, and all of a sudden he's, you know, we're working with him this week and he's going to play. So I guess on that timeline, we've seen it go both ways. But, you know, we trust our doctors and the information we're getting, the arrow's up that we should get him for the first game. You know, but I think that we'll know more in a couple of weeks, I guess, reevaluate and see where it's at. I don't know where he's at right now. I really like him. I really like his mindset. I think we'd probably be leery of having him learn both, especially when we got two guys that are doing a pretty good job there picking it up. So we might just lock him into free safety.
Where exactly is Cyprian's injury now? It's a finger. Which right hand? Which finger? Huh? You haven't said yet. You're still trying to figure it out.
We'll find that information. We'll find it. Hey, we'll find it. We'll find the information and give it to you. I know, you know, one's a finger, one's a hand, and, you know, we're fine. Go ahead. He's good. Now, I think with Josh is, you know, he's really a strong technician and knows his job, knows his responsibility and plays it. So I think for him, when he's playing multiple positions, it is a different feel. You know, and for the most part, he does a pretty good job. But I think he just needs to continue to get reps. And listen, there's going to be some injuries. Guys need to step up. So with Cyprian in this situation, it's really going to be a good, because I think that's a battle there between Evans and Lawson. I think that's a real strong competitive battle. Well, this will give them opportunities now to where we can, you know, get them even more reps in this situation.
We all saw how Joko gave up the sack. Can you talk about what happened on that play and how did he perform other than that play?
I thought he performed pretty well. And, you know, he lunged on it and got beat, and it was a, you know, sack caused fumble. But I thought Luke, you know, did much better when you look at his protection. Those things can happen. Harrison, I know he's a very, very good player, talented player. And, you know, listen, there's going to be times when, you know, sacks happen. But the consistent play is what we're looking for. And that's what we felt like we saw out of Luke. I thought in the run game, you saw toughness from him as well as the whole offensive line. So as far as us as a coaching staff, very pleased with the progress. Very pleased with where he's at.
As you leave the Steelers game behind and kind of get ready for the Giants, what do you try and get out of this coming next few days of practice?
Well, I mean, continue with, you know, I think when you go into it and you say, what's important for our team? Is it to become more of a precise team, a team that can execute, or a more physical team? And I believe your emphasis should be on executing and precision. And when you can do that, you become more physical. And I think that's how our mindset is now, to continue along the ways of being a team that can really execute and plays with precision, with the emphasis on being physical, and trust that it will come with the game. And I saw it last night, signs of, we had 13 knockdowns, I think, in special teams. Again, when guys are playing fast, those things take place. So that emphasis will continue to be the same. We've got some issues that we need to get correct. You know, 10 men on the field, substitution issues, penalties. I think there's, what, 5 or 6 penalties in the offensive line. Those things we've got to clean up. Hopefully we play cleaner football next week.
How did you feel like about your linebacker depth? How'd those guys do?
Pretty good. I thought Puz, you know, and Talvin, limited plays. Hard to veteran, but Puz, what, he had 2 tackles and 7 plays. And Talvin played pretty well, too. One leverage issue play, but pretty solid. Scooter, we left in there a little bit longer. New position for him, trying to get his reps built up there. I thought he had a solid game. And then after that, Jeremiah George. I thought he was the one guy that stood out of that other group. But hopefully those other 2 guys or 3 guys will see a bigger jump this week.
The way Toby ran with the ball last night, I'm sure that that's kind of what you wanted to see out of him last year with obviously the injury.
Yeah, I think a combination of things. I think that, you know, he's healthy. I don't know if that would be, he would say that was a reason last year. But I think this scheme, no doubt, fits him better. The run game is more of a downhill run game. We still have the outside zone, but, you know, some of the other run, the styles of run, I think fit him. And, you know, it was great to see that physical nature come back.
Looks, say 11 of 15, obviously those numbers say he was more accurate, but when you watch a tape, does it look the way you want those to look in terms of accuracy?
Now, right. Granted, I mean, this was not, again, the team, Pittsburgh probably didn't scheme. You know, we didn't go in there looking at matchups. So what you're looking for is a quarterback that understands his progressions, keeps his poise, and takes advantage of what the defense gives us. And I thought in those areas, Blake did a good job. I really, really was pumped for him because in practice we saw that poise, but it's a little bit easier to develop it in a calm environment. And then when the environment became heightened and he did the same thing and his competitiveness showed out, very pleased with that. So timing, accuracy, decision-making, all pretty good start for him.
Did the Clemens playing at all during the preseason?
Yes.
Did the start that they had, the Steelers had on offense, did that worry you at all, or do you chalk it up to you didn't have your starting defensive line out there?
I don't talk it up to we didn't have our starting defensive line. You know, you want to come out and, you know, they made some plays. You know, they got that third down. You know, with the touchdown, the long pass. But those things we can get corrected, that technique, you know, issue. And our tackling, you know, we missed some tackles earlier. But I thought as the game went on, we tackled better. So, you know, sometimes that happens. I think he was 3 for 3 in the first series or something. And we had a tackle, great teaching tape for the tackling. You know, Sip is a forced defender should attack the outside leg, attack the inside. But maybe not in that situation in practice. I think that we became more aggressive. We're trying to challenge ourselves as a defense and try to do other things to see, you know, find out our real personality. So, we don't want it to come out in the first series. But give them credit. They did a nice job. And I think we settled down. That's what I appreciated.
All week,
Is that
will Clemens be limited all week? Or
he'll probably be limited. We'll get him in and see how he does, whether he plays this game or not. I'm not sure. I'm not going out on a limb and saying that, but he'll play in the preseason.
All right, thank you.
Okay.